Welcome to BizHubs, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHubs is brought to you by Factor One. We install a simple sales framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got proven track record in over 30 different industries. If you want more sales in your business as soon as this week, go to factorone.io to learn more. That's factorone.io. Today's guest is Avery Thatcher. Avery is a former ICU registered nurse with over a decade of experience specializing in acute and chronic stress, its impact on the body, and how to prevent or even reverse the negative health effects of stress to avoid burnout and illness. In her Flow State app and group programs, she has been helping highly sensitive high achievers recover their energy and optimize their habits so they can elevate their impact since she started her business in 2015. Avery is going to share a BizHub about connection with yourself. So Avery, welcome to the show. Let's get into your
Thank
story.
Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be here. So yeah, I started my business back in 2015 when I realized that the majority of the reasons why adults found themselves in the ICU were because of illnesses and diseases that could be linked to chronic stress. So I decided I wanted to get out of that reactive side of medicine and really start to help prevent people from ending up in the hospital in the first place. And so I was teaching meditation and mindfulness and yoga and all of the things that you hear about that are supposed to help you prevent burnout and epic stress experiences. But then on Christmas morning, December in 2018, I was coming off a night shift because I was still working as a registered nurse at the time. And the charge nurse looked me in the eye and she said, "You don't look well. Go home, feel better. I'll mark you down as sick for your next shift." And then I slept for 20 hours and 20 hours the next day and 20 hours the day after that. And then it started this whole long journey of me feeling so frustrated because I felt like I was doing everything right, but I still got super sick, burnt out, and I'm the proud owner of a chronic illness and a disability. And part of that journey for me was realizing that the previous version of me, this super high achiever, go, 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 go person, was gone. And I was not capable of being that person anymore. So then I rebranded everything across my business and changed my name to Avery. I spent 37 of my years as Heather. And then I decided to change to Avery in order to really find a way forward. And so now my business is all called Becoming Avery. And I share more of my vulnerable story just to really connect with people and show them that they're not alone.
That's awesome. Avery, and you know, talking about burn, I actually am downloading your app right now. Talking about burnout, I think that we all talk about it, but whenever we feel it, we just keep it in. We just keep it like clustered in ourselves. And it happened a few days ago. I was very burned out and I was going. And suddenly I was making very simple mistakes, simple but tragic mistakes that were costing time and money. And it was because I was not in a state to work anymore because I thought that I was in a state to work. So I think that it's very important that you are doing this. And I think that it's also very interesting that you were like, all right, I'm just going to change my name.
Yeah, it was a big decision. It was big and not big at the same time. So it felt big in that everything was branded as Heather Thatcher. So social media, websites, courses, assets, everything was Heather Thatcher. And I was just like, oh my gosh, it's going to be so much work to have to change everything. But then also the first time that my partner called me Avery and I heard him say that name, it's like something settled in my body and chunked into place. And then I felt so much more able to put my face out there on social media and to be more vulnerable on podcasts and to truly show up as the impact maker that I wanted to be.
Yes.
And so becoming Avery was really helpful for my personal journey, but it was huge for my entrepreneurial journey as well.
That's amazing. So Avery, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
Thank you for asking. So I serve high achievers that are feeling burnt out. So beyond the simple self-care measures, we look into what are the sources of your stress and how can you work with those? Because some of them, like living in a capitalist world, we can't do anything about. We just have to learn how to manage those stressors. So they can find me at becomingavery.com on Instagram or LinkedIn at becomingavery. And then you can also check out my podcast, thetruthaboutburnout.com.
Amazing. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Avery Thatcher, for coming in and sharing her story about burnout and just being burnout. And I don't know, just make decisions. Oh, I don't know. I'm so sorry. I'm blown away.
That's
in a good way. Yes.
You're allowed to feel whatever you're feeling.
No, thank you so much for this and for sharing your story. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if your sales are down right now and you can't seem to turn it around, go to factor1.io and let's see if we can slingshot you into momentum. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factor1.io. That's factor1.io.